I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News, with the president's weekly address.
Yesterday, I spoke with both Senator Schumer and Manchin and offered my support for a historic agreement to fight inflation and lower costs for American families. It's called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Some of you will see a lot of similarities between the beginning of the Build Back Better initiative. It's not all of it, but we've moved a long way. I'll be going into detail in a minute, but simply put, the bill will lower health care costs for millions of Americans. It will be the most important investment, not hyperbole, the most important investment we've ever made in our energy security and developing cost savings and job-creating clean energy solutions for the future. It's a big deal. I'll also, for the first time in a long time, begin to restore fairness to the tax code, begin to restore fairness by making the largest corporations in America pay their fair share without any new taxes on people making under $400,000 a year. Experts, even some experts who have criticized my administration in the past, agree that this bill will reduce inflationary pressures on the economy. This bill will, in fact, reduce inflationary pressure on the economy. It's a bill that will cut your cost of living and reduce inflation and it lowers the deficit. It strengthens our economy in the long run as well. This bill has won the support of climate leaders like former Vice President Al Gore, who said the bill is, quote, long overdue and a necessary step to ensure the United States takes decisive action on the climate crisis that helps our economy and provides leadership for the world by example. Inflation hawks like former Secretary of Treasury Larry Summers said, quote, this bill is fighting inflation. Let me say, this bill is fighting inflation. Progressive leaders like Senator Elizabeth Warren said, quote, this is a bill that truly is about fighting inflation, bringing down the cost for families, and putting our country on a sounder economic footing. Here's how it works. First, the bill finally delivers on a promise that Washington has made for decades to the American people. We're giving Medicare the power to negotiate for lower prescription drug prices, which means seniors and consumers will pay less for their prescription drugs. Medicare will save in the process about $290 billion. And in addition, it also changes the circumstances for people on Medicare by putting a cap of a maximum $2,000 a year. They have to pay no more than $2,000 a year, no matter how many prescriptions they have, for all the prescription drugs, which is especially important for people with cancer and long-term diseases. It's a godsend. It'll literally be a godsend for many families. Second, the bill locks in place lower health care premiums for the next 3 years for millions of families that get coverage under the Affordable Care Act. They will mean an average savings of $800 a year for 13 million people. Third, it invests $369 billion. Granted, I call for 500 plus, but it invests $369 billion to secure our energy future and to address the climate crisis, bringing down family energy bills by hundreds of dollars by providing working families tax credits. It gives folks rebates to buy new and efficient appliances, to weatherize their homes, and tax credits for heat pumps and rooftop solar. It also gives consumers a tax credit to buy any electric vehicle or fuel cell vehicle, new or used, and a tax credit for up to $7,500 if those vehicles were made in America. This investment in environmental justice is real. It also provides tax credits that will create thousands of good-paying jobs, manufacturing jobs, on clean energy construction projects, solar projects, wind projects, clean hydrogen projects, carbon capture projects, and more by giving tax credits for those who build these projects here in America. Now, let me be clear. This bill would be the most significant legislation in history to tackle the climate crisis and improve our energy security right away. It'll give us a tool to meet the climate goals that are set that we've agreed to by cutting emissions and accelerating clean energy, a huge step forward. Fourth, This bill requires the largest corporations to begin to pay toward their fair share in taxes by putting in place a 15% corporate minimum tax. Now, I know you've never heard me say this before. It will come as a shock to you, but 55 of the Fortune 500 companies paid no federal income tax in 2020. I know you only heard me say that about 10,000 times, but the fact is they paid no taxes on an income, collective income, over $40 billion. Well, guess what? This bill ends that. They're going to have to pay a minimum of 15% tax on that $40 billion or whatever the number turns out to be. Fifth, this package will reduce the federal deficit by over $300 billion. Already on my watch, deficits come down my first year by $350 billion and a record $1.7 trillion at the end of this fiscal year. Now, this bill is going to keep that progress going. Yes, I'll say it again. This legislation will bring down the deficit. Bring down the deficit. The sixth point I want to make is this bill will not raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. And a promise I made during the campaign and one which that I've kept. Now, look, with this legislation, we're facing up to some of our biggest problems and we're taking a giant step forward as a nation. I know the compromise on the inflation bill doesn't include everything that I've been pushing for since I got to office. This bill is far from perfect. It's a compromise. But it's often how progress is made, by compromises. Thank you very much.
The President's Weekly Address. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.